I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Today, the people of southern Sudan voted in the second day of an independence referendum. That referendum is a product of the peace deal that ended a civil war. The war was between the largely Arabic and Islamic North and the South, where Christianity and traditional religious beliefs prevail. The vote is expected to give birth to the world's newest country. So far, the referendum is proceeding smoothly. It's been a rare cause for optimism in the African nation. Matthew Brunwasser spoke with voters in the southern Sudanese capital, Juba.
Southern Sudan's independence referendum offers voters a clear choice: unity with northern Sudan or independence. The voters in line at this schoolyard polling station are clear about their choice.
Independent, oh yeah! Independent, oh yeah! Southern Sudan, oh yeah!
Few seem to notice the low-key arrival of Jimmy Carter. Sudan invited the former president's Carter Center to monitor the vote.
Well, this is our sixth stop this morning, and as you have seen, there are enormous crowds in every place, and I would say very orderly and very enthusiastic.
In addition to joy, the emotions here include grief over the some 2 million Southerners killed in the Civil War, and anger that residents in the disputed Abyei region are not allowed to vote in this week's referendum. They are still waiting to learn when they will be able to vote on their future. Rebecca Garang is the widow of the founding father of the Southern Sudan Liberation Movement, John Garang. She says people like her husband devoted their lives to giving the Southern Sudanese this day.
I feel very happy and I rejoice with them. But at the same time, I'm not very happy because the people of Abyei are not voting with us today. Yeah, so it pains me. For me, it's a mixed feeling. Yeah.
Here in the Manuki neighborhood of Juba, local official Lado Lubang Banglosen says the people in his district turned out early to vote.
Since midnight, they've been here.
He says they've been keeping their spirits high.
They are laughing and singing and everything. And then they're happy now because we are going to end the war. And then our northerners will become our neighbors. We are all one, but they are neighbors.
Local resident Mawa says the Arabs from the north have brought only misery to the southern Sudanese.
We need to be independent out of this Arab's oppressor who have been oppressing us for this more than 50 years. They have been oppressing us. The time has come today to say bye-bye to Arabs. Yes.
Another voter here, Mary Abiong Lewis Nyok, says her resentment of the Arabs dates back 50 years.
They came and surrounded the house. My father was inspector of a school. It came at night, midnight. And they shot my father in front of us when I was 15 years old. That was my first time to see somebody killed. It is stressing me, and I will never forget. I'm going to vote for separation. Separation, oh yay! Yeah! Yeah!
Even if Southern Sudan does separate from the government in Khartoum, problems loom in its future. Vassar political scientist Zachariah Mampili is in Juba. He says that the referendum itself will not smooth over the violent fractures among tribes in the south.
It only takes us through the referendum, and that immediately after, we're going to start to see these fractures reemerge unless the government of South Sudan can effectively engage in creating both the services necessary to meet the needs of the population, but also in fostering a new Southern Sudanese national identity, something that has only existed in opposition to the Khartoum regime thus far.
But it will take many years for the people of southern Sudan to get those needed services and that national identity. That's according to Human Rights Watch researcher Jahan Henry, who's also here in Juba.
Rule of law, water, education, food, you know, these basic rights are all necessary. And they have a huge long way to go. It's not that they're rebuilding, it's that they're building up from scratch. And they're doing it in such an accelerated time frame.
Back in line in Manuki, voter Agnes Silver Nyarsuk says southern Sudanese are not preoccupied with the challenges ahead, not today.
This is the best day in our history because this is the time in which we are going to determine our future.
Silver Nyarsuk says southerners won't vote for unity because the regime leaders in Khartoum have always viewed the South Sudanese as little more than slaves.
How can you develop the land of slaves? Those houses in Khartoum is built by black people. And now they are going to suffer because we are no longer going to work for them, but we are going to build our own country. Since we are able to build for them, we are going to build ours. Yeah.
Voting lasts until Saturday. Turnout wasn't as heavy today as it was yesterday, but voters appeared to be just as determined. For the World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser in Juba, South Sudan.